She had left on the 23rd to go down to the Bay Area on an organizing tour and to talk to the organization Seeds of Peace, which was going to provide all kinds of support, food and whatnot, for the occupation of the forest that was going to be happening. She spent the night in Oakland, and the next day she was on her way to go down to Santa Cruz and was being led out back to the highway by another woman. And at one point, the woman slammed on her brakes. Judy had to slam on her brakes. They were right by Oakland High School at that point, and the bomb exploded, a car bomb exploded under her car seat.
So she wasn't killed then by the car bomb?
No, she was not killed. She was maimed. She had to go to the hospital for emergency surgery. And while she was in the operating room, the Oakland police and the FBI arrested her for bombing herself, for her, she and Daryl Cherney.
So Judy was actually charged with the bombing herself. They charged her.
Well, ultimately, those charges, they were never dropped. But the district attorney decided not to push the charges. And that was because of incredible organizing that went on with environmental groups, national environmental groups, local environmental groups, just saying that what an amazing organizer Judy was and that she was totally nonviolent and that there was no way their story had any accuracy to it whatsoever. And so they didn't end up pressing the charges against her, but the charges still are not dropped to this day. And if you ask the FBI or the Oakland police, Judy and Daryl are still the only suspects.
So what was the ultimate legacy of this? What happened to Judy and Daryl? What happened to those Earth First activists?
Well, the activists galvanized as a result of what had happened. And Redwood Summer, which is what the campaign was being called, was bigger than we had even anticipated. It was huge. Activists came from all. Judy was in the hospital and in rehab for the whole summer. She was taken out, which was the intent. They didn't care whether they killed her or not. They wanted to discredit her and to take her out of the action. And that's what she did. They were also wanting to discredit Judy and Daryl because there was a ballot on the initiative ballot on a ballot for the next election for stricter forestry rules in California, which would have put an end to the decimation of the ancient redwood forest. And it was ahead in the polls at that point. And so I think that that was part of the motive, was wanting to discredit. They started, media and the Timber Corporation started calling it the Earth First Initiative, and just wanting to discredit the whole thing. And we did ultimately lose that ballot measure, but by a very small margin. We would have won had they not done that and discredited us.
So despite the fact that the authorities didn't investigate really or look for any other suspects for the bombing of Judy Barry, Mendocino County has actually declared May 24th, 2015, the actual 25th anniversary of the car bombing, to be Judy Barry Day. Is that significant? How significant is that?
It's tremendously significant, given that's the seat of where so much of the hostility was emanating from. And it's really interesting that the supervisor that is signing the proclamation and will be reading it tomorrow at the supervisor's meeting is the head of the Farm Bureau in Mendocino County. And we were not on friendly terms at that time. We did have a lot of meetings trying to dispel the animosity, and it worked a little bit with Carrie Brown, who is will be the signatory on this proclamation. And now today, 25 years later, she's signing a proclamation honoring Judy.